put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
I got you, man. Anyone who has seen Bill Murray in Groundhog Day has felt a similar feeling when looking outside the window. Cold, dark nights, bleak, gray days. Face it, a lot of us get the winter blues. And although it may be relatively warm today, winter is not through with us yet. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing how what's going on outside can affect what's going on inside with you. Everyone gets down from time to time, but what happens when our mood begins to adversely affect the way we live? To get a clinical perspective on this phenomenon, we recently sat down and spoke with Dr. Teresa Jevidan of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Kentucky.
You know, in any case, this time of the year, it kind of is a grumpy, down, low energy time. We're past the holidays. We're into the dead of winter. And when the weather is this cold and this uninviting, most of us are stuck. We're stuck inside. If you have an outside job, that's more difficult.
Dr. Jevidan tells us that the weather can disrupt our routine and prevent us from doing what we like to do and sometimes what we need to do.
One of the things that we frequently find is that folks have things that they enjoy doing. And during the winter time, especially when it's this cold and nasty out, it's hard to get those done. The things that really help your mood. Gosh, I want to get out and go to the dog park with my pets, or I want to get out with the kids to the park. No way. We can't do that. So we're deprived of something or some things that can be fun. Even going to the grocery store is a huge difficulty.
So we know what the problem is, and Dr. Jevidan says the solution might not be as complicated as we thought.
If at all possible, if you can get some exercise in, it's one of the best things for your mood. It doesn't have to be running a half marathon. It can be taking an extra loop around Kroger. It can be getting out to the gym. It can be anything. Exercise will help.
And here are even more things to keep in mind.
The dark does not help mood at all. So being able to get a little bit more light, be sure that you're getting an adequate amount of restful sleep. Not too much. Not hanging around, you know, kind of lazing in front of the TV, but getting good sleep at night and moving some during the day. Also, that you're getting good nutrition. And what do we want to do this time of the year? You want to kick back with a bowl of chips or something in front of the TV snuggled up. Well, that's good for a little while. But all of that carbohydrate and fat and so forth kind of makes you feel sort of down, too. So it can help to watch your diet. The final thing is to try to have some good social activity. See if you can find something fun to do.
Then put your little hand in mine.
The moral of this story is, be kind to your clock radio and be good to yourself. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.